Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't forget you can carry us around all day in your pocket by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store, and you can listen to us all day, but we're always very happy when you tune in on Wednesday nights because it is The Blank Canvas. Now, before we get started, I have to be a little sad and I have to dedicate this show to my father who passed away a few days ago. And I want to say thank you to everyone at Doctors Hospital, many of whom I heard listened to the show. So thank you for listening. Thank you for everything you did to care for my dad. And anyone that knew Mr. Richard Coulson, please put him in your prayers for me. So we're going to go back to the regular programming and we're going to introduce you to some artists, all of them Bahamian, all of them from different generations and from different parts of the world, and all of whom responded to the open call that we had for Refuge, the exhibition opening tomorrow night at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. Everyone is invited. The show Refuge was an open call to ask artists to respond to the passage of Hurricane Dorian. Obviously, it was a difficult time for everybody, and we felt that maybe it was a good time to give space to creatives to work out their feelings and the feelings of the country or reflect on the past or the future. So we have Utavia George here in the studio. Utavia is a Bahamian artist who was living in Paris until recently, which I didn't even know about. So we're going to find out about that. She's been on the show before because yes. You were part of the Salas project for a long time, right? And then we're going to hear from Matthew Ramming, who has been at UB as a student. He's worked at the NAGB for a couple of years. He's amazing. And we're sad that he is, well, not sad, he's going off to Boston because he's got a full scholarship to college, but we are going to miss him. And we're going to hear from Matthew, and then we have Richie Ama and we have Rishon Minis Ama, who I think have not been on the show before. Have you? I can't remember. If you have, it was a long time ago.
I think so,
but a long time ago. So we're going to hear from everyone, but we're going to start off with Utavia. So Utavia, first of all, let's catch up. What have you been doing?
I'm currently been furthering my tertiary education in France, Paris, France, at Paris College of Art.
Love the way you say that, France.
Yeah.
So much nicer than France.
I know.
I like that. Yeah.
I'm really considering what materials I'm working with. I'm doing a master's program in drawing. So I responded to this call with drawing and use of ink and water, again, using a medium that's very, you know, important in our culture in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm, Now, were you here? Were you away and watching from away?
I was watching from away.
Yeah, which is almost worse, I feel, in a way. I mean, again, I don't want to, that sounds awful, given the reality of what people went through. So I'm not suggesting that to be comfortable in your apartment watching it on television is better than wading through chest-deep water. But there's something, I've watched a few from away, and you feel so helpless, right? And that you don't know what's happening. And
it's very psychological because you're watching through a screen and you're not there and you can't feel, but you can see, and there's this tension, you know, through friends and family members or who's been through this, you know, this traumatic experience. And then also to interpret that into your art, you know, I felt very attached and detached at the same time.
And how was it also, because I find sometimes even at the best of times, it's really a burden to sort of represent the country when you're away. Like everyone's like, oh, you're Bahamian. Oh, and suddenly you have to, again, you know, and you have to live up to expectations or dispel myths or whatever. And then at a time like that, everyone's asking you. Everyone's, how was that for you? Were people in France like paying attention? I mean, I know that afterwards people paid attention, but
not afterwards, during, you know, when the storm was headed to the Bahamas, people, hey, do you know that a storm's headed to, you know, your country? I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm quite aware of what's happening, you know, but what I did, I took it as an opportunity to educate about the Bahamas and to talk about, you know, what's happening there in the visual art community, what's also, you know, what the visual art community is doing after the storm, things that were happening at the National Art Gallery, you know. And also raising funds for, you know, victims. I did some of this and I sent to my friend who her mother was missing, and it was just so much, you know. But you're, when you're far away, it's so much more psychological than physical. But
Of course.
The physical.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So what made you decide you had to go off to do, I mean, obviously we don't have a master's program here, so that's the kind of basic answer, but, mm-hmm. you know, what impelled you? Because you were so active in the scene here for a long time, like again, with the Salas Project, you've exhibited at an NAGB in various national exhibitions, you know, you were already kind of on an interesting path. Mm-hmm. What led to that decision that, you know, I need to go and carve... Right. carve another path for myself?
I think for me, making this decision to study in France, I had already started my master's program with SCAD mm-hmm. online, and I decided, well, I want to be in a different environment to understand how other people will look at art, you know, and visual art, and also my practice and what would be, you know, the response and opinions regarding the work that I'm doing. And then I decided I actually want to switch my major from painting to drawing because I felt that I was really more closer to this discipline mm-hmm. within the visual arts than sculpture and painting, which I also love, especially installation art and land art. So
it's got to be hard to pick, I
yeah,
have to say.
Yeah, I know, right? So you're like, can I just do transdisciplinary? Because, yeah. I'm not trying to pick.
Now, what I'm doing now is I'm trying to find an email you wrote me because I remember you said something really interesting. You said something about how being away kind of really changed your understanding of sort of where you had to focus yeah. and sort of academic resources, yeah. you did hashtag real research,
yeah.
Totally which again, without throwing shade at how we educate here or what we, because again, we have to acknowledge we don't have huge resources right. here, right? So how we approach art making, art criticism is sort of limited to what we have here. So how was it for you to go away and then sort of be opened up to this world of like, oh my. And you said, you know, I decided that I will take the work that I'm doing more seriously.
Yeah.
For the persons who come after me yeah. mm-hmm. and who need citations about Bahamian art and speaking to persons who literally believe Bahamian art is non-existent. Brackets, rolls eyes.
Yep.
I'm with you all. Listen, I have people yeah. who come up to me and say, oh, you work in the Bahamas. Is there art there? And yeah. I'm so offended. And I always, but I try not to be because I think it's very difficult to engage if you're yeah. just busy being offended or angry.
Yeah, yeah.
So I always say, well, you know, generally where there are human beings, there's art. Right?
There's
right?
Marks.
I mean,
there are marks.
Wherever you go, there people are creating. So, and I thought that was really interesting, this idea about getting more serious, this idea about more research, this idea of,
you know, what, archiving.
How did that revelation kind of come to you in a way?
It came to me while I was doing my research and when I wanted to use particular artists and I had persons who are above me, like chair members, saying, oh, you probably cannot use this person because this person does not have the correct background, academics that, you know, relate to what you're working on. So then I had to do a little bit more digging and I had to decide, okay, you know what? I'm going to make the resource mm-hmm. for my research.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do this because this has to be done for the people that come after me mm-hmm. who may want to look up visual art culture in academic, you know, literature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember when I think it's already getting better in terms of the resources we have, because I remember when actually I was considering moving home and the board had gotten in touch with me and, you know, I'd had a little interview and I was like, do I want to go? You know, and I was, again, living in Germany, very embedded in an international art scene, very connected to the world in a lot of ways and to people. And, you know, I sort of was like, okay, well, let me see what it could be like. And I sort of Googled like Caribbean art or Bahamian art. And there was really... very little, like very little. And I think we've done a great job as a region in those last, 8 years, 10 years of really creating archives and creating ways to be able to find things. But still, again, when you go outside, you suddenly realize how much more there is to do in a way.
There's so much more to do, and it's so mm-hmm. much recording and writing to do. And I felt, oh, yeah, I can have a conversation with Amanda, and this can be very, you know, informal, but what I lose is the fact that that's not archived and that mm-hmm. conversation needs to be archived mm-hmm. for someone who needs to listen to that to write mm-hmm. something else after mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, okay, I have to take this to a different level. We need to record this. We need to transcribe this into writing. And this needs to be in the National Art Gallery's mm-hmm. archives because mm-hmm. this is important for our history, for our culture.
It is, which is actually, now I'm going to plug the NAGB, but again, like, these shows are archived.
Yep.
And I think that's, again, you know, it's such a resource. I'm not sure people realize how much of a resource has been created. We've been doing these shows 52 weeks a year for 8 years. So I think almost every week. Maybe there were, you know, again, we've missed Christmas and whatever. But I think that's really, like, great, too. It would be wonderful for someone to sit down and transcribe all of that. I don't know if anybody wants to do that job. But and so are you thinking about writing as well as art making? No, but I mean in terms of art making, in terms of leaving a record, do you think you're going to get serious about, like, writing essays or writing about other people's work? Or is it mostly just to record your own practice?
I feel, because of working with Salas and having a bit of this foundation with curatorial ship, and I feel like there's such an importance for that within my work, too. Mm-hmm. And so I need to also do that. I have to write. And when we talk about artistic writing, I consider, well, that's also a part of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, transdisciplinary media, like, you have to look at every angle in art because it informs whatever angle you're going
in. No, I mean, you have to create the record, like you said. Right. So are you doing all of this in French?
Yeah. No, it's in English.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, sorry.
But I am learning.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good to know, because I would have been so impressed if you were having to do this all in French as well.
You know, I
but you're learning. I guess you're learning
French
just by being there.
I have to learn the language, too. Yeah. I mean, being in a different culture, it forces you to also, you know, look at how someone else is living and how they're interacting. And you're also like, wow, that's interesting. Okay, and it shows you how different you are. Mm-hmm. And it shows you, like, things about yourself that you probably wouldn't think about consciously. Mm-hmm. And so I found the language to be really interesting for me to, like, just sit down and try to understand the phonics and go over how this word, with this word, oh, this word doesn't even translate into English. And the fact that you have to say...
And you realize that when people speak multiple languages or another language, they're actually not being snooty when they throw in a foreign word. Because before I spoke other language, I'd be like, oh, God, why can't they just say the word in English? Like, why do they have to be like, oh, that's so chic or whatever it is? But actually, there's some words that really don't translate. And it's very indicative of the mentality of the country, too, right? That they have certain words that you just don't visualize in your country. And it says a lot, you know, like Schadenfreude is the classic one, which is the German word that means taking pleasure in someone else's failure or someone else's demise, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's, again, like, only the Germans would come up with that. And I can say that because I'm married to a German, so I'm allowed to. But it's very interesting. And I also found sometimes it must be interesting for your practice because it's kind of like a kind of code switching, right?
Yeah, and also the feedback for my practice is from multilingual people. And so even when they're talking about the work, they're looking at it from a different perspective. And that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. We have that here in the Bahamas as well. But seeing that in a different space, in a different culture, and also having to understand when they have to stop and say, what word, how do I say this? Mm-hmm. And they have to ask someone else and who speaks English. Mm-hmm. And then they tell you a whole sentence to represent that one word.
I know.
And so I feel learning the language is very important. But going back to writing for an artistic purpose, I think that's something I would definitely go into moving forward. And I'm at this school for the next 2 years. So,
well, that's great. It's good to hear, because I think it's something we can really have in the Bahamas, and which is something I'm really wanting to grow from the institutional standpoint, too, and working with UB, is growing this idea of, like, art writing, right? Which is a very specific task. And, you know, you need to be able to, again, articulate things and know how to look at something and record it in a certain way. Yeah. So I think that's great. So wonderful, Utavia. Cool. That's really exciting. So thank you so much. We're almost coming to the end of the segment, so we're going to have to go for a word from our sponsors. But thank you so much for coming in, and stay in the studio because we're going to have a conversation afterwards. And good luck with everything. So Utavia will have work. So watercolor work, I guess, or ink and water. No, not really watercolor, like drawings, but with water.
350 gram paper with ink, and the paper is cold pressed. So
She'll have work in the show, and we'll be at the opening tomorrow night. So please, everybody, come out to that. Our openings are always free and open to the public. I still get people saying, like, well, I didn't get an invitation. I'm like, no, I'm sorry, we can't send out 360,000 invitations. So everybody, when I say everybody is invited, I mean everybody. So come out to the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas tomorrow night. We're on West Hill Street. And come celebrate with us and meet the artists who responded to the open call of Refuge, which is work in response to Hurricane Dorian. It is under the patronage of the Prime Minister, the Most Honourable Dr. Hubert Minnis, who will be opening the show for us. So come on out. There will be beverages. beaches and food and celebrations. So we hope to see you tomorrow night. We're going to go to a quick break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.